This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I always enjoy my time with Ruby Brown. I saw Ruby at the kickoff. She's always the best dressed person when it comes to the Salvation Army, and you should get like a plaque that says that. But the stuff she deals with is really serious stuff, and that's parents second time around, and people don't know it. It's basically people are grandparents who end up raising their grandchildren, and for various reasons, and the reasons are varied. And, you know, it's one of the things that, I don't know, Ruby, people might not even think about, you know, that is the case for a lot of people. And what I asked, when I was talking to Susan Oviello about the human trafficking, my question to you, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And is it getting better?
There's still a need.
I'm sure there is, but I'm wondering, because I just feel like, I don't know, I feel like it should be better, but I don't have any data to back that up. Like, in terms of how long you've been doing it, are there more grandparents doing this or less or about the same number?
I think the goal is for the state is to keep kids within a family.
Yeah.
You know, and whatnot. So it's maybe better, but I'm seeing more people, you know, and whatnot. I have a kind of a unique situation where I have a father and a son both taking care of their grandchildren.
So the father has a great-grandchild, and the son's got a grandchild, and they're both raising.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
And there are certain stressors. So what sort of stuff does the Salvation Army do to help folks in this situation? Like, for me, if I think about it, there's financial burden, there's the energy burden.
Yes.
There's obviously generational gaps in terms of how to handle certain things, whether it be technology or otherwise. I mean, there's a lot of challenges. If my dad had to take care of a kid, I'd be really worried.
Yeah. And it is a challenge because the grandparents, the relatives, because I do have aunts that's taking care of children, too. Having the knowledge of computer stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So we do try and help them, you know, like in terms of become more educated, you know, like with the computer stuff. We've given the kids tablets, you know, like, so that they can help learn how to do things and whatnot. But in terms of educational things, a lot of our children have problems, you know, so they might have to have special ed.
Right.
You know, so we try and help them get in touch with the Board of Education to know what their rights are for the kids.
Right, because if you don't advocate for them, no one will.
Exactly right.
We're talking with Ruby Brown, who deals with parents second time around here with the Salvation Army. And again, your donations, whether you can text to give, by the way, just put WTIC in the message window to 31333, and it's totally secure. Gift of any amount helps, and this is another core mission of the Salvation Army. I'm curious, Ruby, how do you find out about these people? How do they come to you?
Okay, some are referrals. I deal with different agencies. that might have them as clients, and they know about our program, and so they will refer them. I have people who have come in for services, and talking with them, find out that they are, you know, a parent or a grandparent and needing help, and they join my program.
Is it, I think, I'm sure it's all of the above, but what do you see more of? Is it abandonment? Is it incarceration? Is it drugs and alcohol? Like, how do they end up, how do these kids end up in these situations?
It's a combination of all of those things. Most of it is that their parents cannot safely take care of them and have them in a safe environment, in terms of living conditions, in terms of, you know, making sure that they're fed and you know, and taken care of. But it's a variety of reasons. It's not as much drug-related as it used to be.
Interesting.
Yeah, but it's more people having a tough time, you know, making it.
Have you, I don't know how long you've been doing this for.
7 years.
Okay. You know, so it's hard to know with a seven-year sort of runway about outcomes, right? I mean, because the whole goal is to not only give safety and security, but to raise these children so they can have good lives. I mean, ultimately, mm-hmm. that's the goal. Mm-hmm. Give them safety and security in the present, but give them a future.
A future,
and,
yes.
And how confident are you that you're putting these kids in a good position, or is it still who knows what's going to happen, even though you're doing everything you can?
Well, we have had successes with the kids, you know, going on to college and getting good jobs and things like that. So that's satisfying.
Yeah, those are good outcomes.
Know, yeah. Very much so.
Yeah. Ruby Brown, parents second time around again. And this is basically one of a myriad of services that the Salvation Army provides and why we're here to raise money for the holiday store. People don't understand. We're not just, you know, getting gifts and money so kids can enjoy the holidays. We're trying to fund the Salvation Army and everything they do all year round. How did you get involved?
Well, I came to the Salvation Army. I had been in corporate for a lot of years, but
done with that.
Yeah. Well, they were done with me because I got laid off during 2009. And even though I had been in corporate, I had always been like a liaison between community and organizations and things like that. So when I left corporate, I went into social services. You know, I worked first with Easter Seals. I worked with college, like it was Sanford Brown College, like a Lincoln Tech, doing career services. So I've always kind of had my hands into human resources type, social services type positions.
Do you feel like you're resourced enough to do the job you want to do, or is that you could take on more individuals if you had the time?
Well, I'm currently dealing with 20 families, okay? And there's a need out there, you know.
Well, listen, Ruby, thank you so much. You made it.
I made
You're
it.
Always nervous.